Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, it is, what is today? Today is Friday. I'm going to say that one more time. I know y'all scared. It's Friday the 13th. Let me do that one more time. Friday the 13th. And didn't Jason used to scare the hell out of you? Jason used to scare me. I was scared. Every time I heard that sound, I'm telling you, I was horrified. I'm telling my age again. Some of y'all know Friday 13th is not a holy day, a holiday. It's a scary day. It scares everybody. You got Jason all around acting up and stuff and killing folks and bending people in half and using his sword. Anyway, it is good to be live on Facebook Fridays. I want to say what's up, everybody. Y'all know I like to start with my prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the power to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Everybody, I hope within the sound of my voice, y'all kept that prayer with y'all and felt that prayer, man, because, you know, I just like to throw that out there sometime, man, you know, and just let y'all know, man, we got a lot to talk about, a lot to catch up on, a lot to laugh at. You know, hey, y'all, the day I never thought would be. Check it out, y'all. My three teams, everybody knows my three teams in the NBA are the Los Angeles Lakers, the Chicago Bulls, and the Miami Heat. And the way things are looking right now is kind of funny. You know what I'm saying? Life has a way of changing itself and things happen and go a certain way. Ladies and gentlemen, guess what? I have to sit and I can't choose sides in this one. This is going to be a hard one. This is really going to be a hard one because, again, born in the wonderful windy city of Chi-Town, baby. Y'all know Chi-Town represent, baby. You know what I'm saying? That's Chi-Town. Big up to D-Rose, MVP, my dude, making it happen, yo. I'm really proud of you, man. Happy for that. You know what I'm saying? Light-skinned brothers is coming back. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know D-Rose driving to the hole on him. You know what I mean? Feeling that. You know what I mean? But to see the team, you know, both of my teams, the Miami Heat, and I'm going to just tell you, you know, D-Rose is from, for those of you who know, D. Rose is from Chicago, so I know he's having his mixed emotions, you know what I mean, having to possibly, you know, go up and to get against the Bulls to win the championship. So it's going to be a good series, man. You got two hot teams over there, Memphis Grizzlies and the what is the other? I don't even know these boys, the OKCs or – man, I don't even know these dudes, man. They tripping. You know what I'm saying? Dallas Mavericks or whoever they are, you know what I'm saying? They did their thing or whatever against, you know, my world champion, former at this point, you know, have to learn to let it go. You know what I'm saying? World championship Lakers. So, you know, we got to let that ride, man. You know what I'm saying? Lakers is out, you know what I'm saying, this season. But, you know, everybody's getting around the hype of Dwight Howard and trying to get Chris Paul. I'm going to tell you, and somebody told me something, and I kind of thought about it. Instead of Chris Paul, I would kind of want, and I'm going to be real, more of a Darren Williams. I think Chris Paul is a phenomenal player. He's a definite bona fide all-star. I take nothing from him for that. But it's just something about Darren Williams. I feel like he would gel better with the system. And, I mean, you know, Dwight Howard, you know, he has his cockiness and everything, and the way he's trying to sound is, you know, he's, you know, the way he's coming off on his Twitter and everything is that he's kind of not feeling L.A. So, L.A., Hollywood, y'all, let's not get our hopes up into getting Dwight Howard. Yes, we could use him. Yes, we want him. And 9 times out of 10, money talk, all that other stuff, walk, we may be able to get him. But at the same time, I don't want to get my people, and, you know, we get all riled up thinking we're going to get this dude, and it's not going to happen, you know what I'm saying? So for right now, man, I'm going to just, you know what I'm saying, since Chicago, you know what I'm saying, handling their business, I'm going to throw a little Chi-Town love out there, you know what I mean? This is for Chicago, man. This is for the city of Chicago, and then next I got one for the Heat, but this one here, my place of birth, the one that comes first. This is for Chi-Town, baby. Let's do it.
Yeah. Get freaky in the club. Baby, this your boyfriend. Come on.
Girl, let me see your body go la la. Now back that thing up and make it go boom ba. The way you're whining it, girl, don't stop. Come on, baby.
Freaking in the club.
Girl, let me see your body go la la. Now back that thing up and make it go boom ba. The way you're whining it, girl, don't stop. Come on, baby.
Freaking in the club.
For cutting that song short, but I just got some information. Last night I was performing at a club called The Dynasty, if anyone has any information on something that happened last night. I don't know the gentleman's name or details, and I don't even know the truth to it. But from a reliable source, I just got a call that the owner of the club I performed at last night, the Dynasty, had been followed home and killed. Like I said, I'm gonna put that out there because that just got to me. That's the club I performed at last night at the doing stand up with Derek Ellis, Jay Lamont, and myself. It's horrific if this happened. I'm gonna just tell y'all right now because last night, y'all. I know you've seen the Facebook promos for the people that followed me. I don't know what to say. Like I said, this text is going out. If anybody has heard anything and they're listening to my show, please call into my show right now and give me any details. I don't even know the gentleman's name. Like I said, I was performing there last night with Derek Ellis, Jay Lamont, myself, Memphis Will was there. And if this is true, this is definitely a tragedy. Like I said, I do have a show planned and scheduled, and I'm going to get back to the music, but if this is true, I just want to say that whoever did this, I mean, if this happened, wow. And, you know, I was just there last night, guys, standing right in front of the club. You know, and we got to be careful. We got to be careful, people. We got to watch who's around us. We got to watch who we allow to be close. Like I said, I'm kind of stuck right now because if this is true and you know, this gentleman's life was taken last night. You know, I want to say rest in peace to him and to his family. I just want to say I'm if this is true, I'm sorry. I'm going to get to the bottom of this and find out the details. But, wow, we've lost a lot of people recently. That just caught me off guard, guys, so just kind of bear with me. You know, I'm live on air, and, you know, I'm getting offline calls in reference to, you know, someone being murdered I'm just not cool with it. I mean, like I said, if it's true, like I said, the source is reliable, but I'm not sure. But I still want to give a shout out to someone that did pass away recently, a beautiful young woman, plus size model. I'm getting to the information right now. Ladies and gentlemen, my mother passed away of cancer. Let's pray for a young lady named Keisha. This is Kim Toomey's friend. Oof. I'm just kind of thrown right now, y'all. I know, bear with me because, again, I like to do my Facebook Fridays. We've had so many great shows, so many great things going on, and to just hear some horrific news like this just sent me for a loop. So, like I said, I'm getting to this young lady's information. Go to Tania Capri's page. Make sure y'all stay close to Tania, man. Tania's doing a lot of stuff, man. It's part of with Thixotics. Modeling group, that's part of the crew, you know what I'm saying? We well together, you know, Pernell Clark. We all, you know, we all get it in, man. We do our thing, you know what I'm saying? We got a nice group of entrepreneurs that work together, promoters and everything, man. You know, I'm just out here doing my part. And what I love about L.A., man, L.A. is true. You got to get it out here, man. You know, you can't just come out here. You know, a lot of cats think they can just come and, oh, yeah, I'm going to go, and that's what they say. Yeah, I'm going to go and blow up. Well, you might blow, but you might not blow up. You know what I mean? So just to throw that out there, I know Tania has an event May 28th. So be mindful of that. That's coming up. My cousin EJ, Eric Johnson, EJ Photography, he's going to be doing some things. And like I said, I got so many announcements that I want to, you know, that I have to send out today. You know what I'm saying? To you all. Oh, yeah. Actress. Definitely, sir. Actress, come on, let me. She's a plus size model and actress. My friend on Facebook, I don't know why. Maya Amber, guys. Maya Amber, plus size model. She passed this week, like it was Monday or something like that. You know, I'm just, you know, guys, life is short. You know, we all deal with things, you know, health issues, and, you know, you don't know what's going on behind closed doors with a person. You don't know how a person's feeling. You don't know what a person's been through. You don't, you just don't know. You know, we don't know. And plus, we don't know if that person that we're angry with is going to be here tomorrow. And you know what? Even though that person, we may be angry with that person at this particular moment, what we all realize and know is that we still love that person. You know what I mean? So what we have to start doing is truly, I'm going to say this, family, let's embrace the ones that are here now, man, and let's not dwell on the past because the past is already gone. I'm going to get to the bottom of this information. It may not be this show, but I'll update you all Tuesday. But I, like I said, I just got a call from a gentleman by the name of Teron. I'm going to put his butt out there just in case he prank calling me. But Teron Jacobs, you know, he gave me that information. So if this did happen, it's terrible. And to Amber and her family and to everyone that's lost a loved one, you know, it's a lot of things going on, you know. And it's funny, not funny, but when I say it's funny, it's just kind of ironic. If you all were watching the news today, there were people killed in the they're saying in the aftermath of Bin Laden's death as a retaliation or revenge. I'm gonna just say this, man. You know, I'm you know, as an American citizen, you know, I am glad. You know, like I said, you know, we don't know what's going on as people. We only know what the media provides to us. But if it is true, and he did do the 9/11 attack, of course, I mean, anyone that does such a horrific act should be taken, you know what I'm saying, off this planet. You don't deserve to live doing that kind of stuff. But at the same time, what's it causing now? More mayhem. So while now we want gas to go down, we want things to change. It's so funny how, you know, people are still getting killed. So getting Bin Laden, what did it really accomplish? What did it really, really accomplish? I want to say this to everybody. Again, if you've lost a loved one, for the people of the 9/11 attacks, to the plus-size model actress Amber, who lost her life recently, a Facebook friend of mine, a woman that I met, very beautiful woman, Liz Taylor, Nate Dogg, y'all know it's been some crazy, crazy things going on. Like I said, I just got that call. You know, like, are you all right? And it's just, oof. I mean, let's really stop the violence, people. You know, Herbert Seymour Jr., that's a friend of Tania's that was gunned down a few weeks ago. I want to say to everybody, please. And when I say please, I'm personally begging you all, please, let's stop the violence, please. Especially, guys, we're turning guns on each other, man. Let's stop that. And let's try not to turn guns in any way. Let's try not to be violent. Fellas, let's stop, you know, being mean to our women, our children, ourselves. You know, let's change. There's something going on. I don't know what's going on. And I don't know the details of how this or that happened. I don't. So I can't even put my two cents into that particular situation. But all I can say is for everyone within the sound of my voice and listening, let's stay positive. Let's stay connected. Let's stay in love. Let's stay in prayer. Let's stay together and let's work. And this song goes out to everyone that is gone from this planet, to you all, to my mother include that. You all have love, prayer, and you are gone, but you're never forgotten. But for the ones that are here, let's keep pushing. This song goes out to the ones who are gone from us.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good time that made us laugh, I'll wait back. I thought we could. Thank you. and I'll take with me the memory.
Out to, like I said, I don't even know the details, but I just heard someone was taken from us. So that song goes out to that gentleman, if it did happen. And also it goes out to all the people that have lost someone. And I know it's hard, but we got to say goodbye and we got to let that go. Just like we got to let go of the Lakers 3-peat opportunity. Hey, I already played the song for Chi-Town, right? This next song I'm finna play right here is for MIA. Anybody that know about the 305 is all the way live. You understand what I'm saying? They do how they do and they get what they get. You understand what I'm saying? You heard me. All my Cubans out there, you know what I'm saying? Pitbull, all my, that's them Oyes, you know what I'm saying? All them Zopans, my Haitian, my Creole people, you know what I'm saying? Sapase, Nabule, number love for y'all, you know what I mean? Ricky Rose, you know what I'm saying? Flo Rida, you know what I'm saying? You heard me, Luke, baby, you know what I mean? Hey, that's my town, you know what I mean? MIA 305, this song go out to them. If you know like I know, then you will understand. This eye goes down in the 305, baby.
Let's get freaky. Let's get freaky, baby. Let's get freaky. Let's get freaky, baby. Let's get freaky. Let's get freaky, baby. Let's get freaky. Let's get freaky, baby. One night chillin', feeling kinda good in the hood. I'm distorted, no AK chillin'. I'm stay villain, sitting on the hood of the lax, sipping yak, but it needs refilling. Beat these women, especially at a tower in a two-way song with her cheeks revealing.
First time that I saw her face, I could not believe this place. She was so sexy. I want to take her with me. I just want to have fun with you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do, girl. I just want to have fun with you. And this is what we're gonna do.
Let's get freaky.
I do, girl. I just want to have
do it in the 305, baby. You know what I'm saying? All right, now what it's time for is for me to give my birthday shout outs, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me read my horoscope first. I'm need to read my horo. I like to say that, y'all. I need to read my horo first. And got to get my shouts out. I ain't forgot about the ladies who hold it down. You know what I'm saying? It's just so much going on right now. So many things I got to just tell y'all about. I'm just, ugh. But check out my horo today, y'all. Watch your words today. You can say things that cut through to the bone. You don't realize how harsh you can sound. You may be absolutely right, but there are more gentle ways to tell a loved one that they are not being realistic than are you off your rocker completely. I mean, I do have an acid tongue, I admit that, and you know what, I do have to be mindful of that, because I done hurt some people in my life with some things I said, but you know what, generally I am a reactor, and they say hurt people, and I've been, you know, kind of hurt in my life, so I'm going to be honest, you know, it's kind of like, you know, reverse of osmosis, you know, I'm just protecting myself, you know what I mean, but sometimes you have to be mindful, because you may be protecting yourself from someone or something that you don't even need to protect yourself from, but at all times you do need to have your mind and your eyes and your ears and your body open, because boom, you know, you never know how it's going to come at you, so be ready at all times. Keep one in the chamber, you heard me? All right, so that was for that. Got to give a shout-out to all my Facebook friends today, all y'all birthdays, y'all. It's 17 birthdays today. I'm noticing that this this month, May, has a lot of birthdays. I mean, I guess I got 5,000 friends, huh? I guess I'm going to have a lot of birthdays anyway. So let me go on and get my shouts out, you know what I'm saying, to folks for their birthday. Oh, I'm looking at some people I know today. Let me get the song ready, too. Hold on. I got to get their song prepared. Oh, yeah. Y'all going to like the birthday song because, hey, it's going to be the birthday song. It's going to be a Trey Love-style birthday song. Oh, those of you who are listening to KJLH, which I do every morning, I kind of try to catch Steve every time I can because I'm a big fan of Steve Harvey. Love it, the way he brings it. You know, him and Michael Basin are kind of my inspiration for doing this the way I do it, you know what I mean? Michael being an author and public speaker and Steve being a damn fool, a nut, a comic and getting it in, you know what I mean? And just holding the radio down. And as you all know, a man who is I really admire and I'm blessed to be able to be in a position to be working with him. I'm so excited, you guys, is working with J. Anthony Brown. That's going to be amazing. I mean, May 4th. For those of you who have been paying attention and watching my career, I actually won the So You Think You Can Funny contest. I won that. So that's something that I'm very excited about. And, you know, hey, it's on my resume now. You know what I mean? So to my haters and everything, you know, I'm a winner, baby. Can't take that from me. Even if it's the only one, I've still got one, baby. And that's why I do it, to get a championship. I'm going for two. Watch me get an Oscar. All right. Birthdays today. Got to give a shout out to Miss Maria Gomez. Hey, Maria, how you doing? Happy birthday, darling. To my girl, Nicole Paul. Happy birthday, sweetheart. To Mr. Victor Register. Happy birthday, sir. He's all my Facebook friends. So if you my Facebook friend and you on here today, trust, you're going to get a birthday shout. To Coco Butter Raxi. Hey, girl, happy birthday. To Atalia Molnar, happy birthday. To Councilman Member Steve Neal, happy birthday, sir. To Danny Dijin, happy birthday, darling. To Danielle Loren Dijin Crenshaw, that's the way her name is said. Happy birthday, sweetheart. To Cinti Lard, happy birthday, babe. Shiki D, boy, these Facebook names. Happy birthday, Shiki D. To Tisa Key, T-I-S-A Key. Happy birthday, Tisa Key. To Taraz Crazy Swag Get CEO. Okay, Taraz Crazy Swag Get CEO. Happy birthday to you. To Anthony Macklin, happy birthday, Anthony. To Kenya Ferguson, happy birthday, darling. To Serenity Blue, happy birthday, sweetheart. To Jaquez Alexander, happy birthday, sir. And there are some birthdays coming up. I won't be able to give these birthday shots because I only do birthdays, y'all know, Tuesdays and Fridays, because that's the only time I'm on. But you can also catch Sister in the Struggle on Wednesdays. Kia May's got a birthday coming up tomorrow. Elga Elizabeth got a birthday coming up tomorrow. Antoine Blackman, my dude, man. We go all the way out to D.C. together. My guy, man, he got a birthday coming up tomorrow. Let me go through the list again just to let y'all know who is on my Facebook got birthdays. Mr. London Brown, comedian, very, very funny brother, man, very funny brother, up and coming, going to be seriously, truly one of the hottest comics to come over and take over the industry, man. Much love and big ups to London Brown, birthday coming up tomorrow. Ebony Smith, birthday coming up. Akia Hunter, her birthday's coming up. Jessica Childs, her birthday's coming up. William Andrews, my boy, Big Will, you know, Free Will, what's happening? Birthday coming up. You got to holler at me, man. Renella Farah, her birthday's coming up. Talib MC, birthday coming up. Steve, okay, look, I need to study my white again. So Steve, your birthday, and to Nina Link, birthday coming. Oh, man, y'all got to pay attention. My main man, Donald C. with Velvet Ropes, man, his birthday is this month. You know what I'm saying? Steve Ware's birthday. Andre Du Bois, his birthday is this month. Carol, Aaliyah, Brooke. If I can't say your last name, I just ain't going to say it. How about that? Brooke Christopher birthday. Tanisha Hall birthday. Jamarcus P. What's up, Jamarcus, man? You got to get some of them fly designs out to your boy, man. You know what I'm saying? His birthday is coming up. Shelton Buck Knight. Flying spots. Jamarcus did some happy birthday. Jamarcus did some work for Brian White, one of Brian White's photo sessions, man, some real cold pictures. Jamarcus did the fashion for that. I was trying to get him to do some fashion for myself on the for the information for the I'm a Rocker video. We working on things, you know what I mean? Don't forget, y'all, I'm a Rocker video is still in effect. Mia Khalid, happy birthday. Maria Bodie, happy birthday. Jacqueline Denise, that's my girl Mocha out there in Chi-Town representing. Happy birthday, darling. To DeKenya Graves, happy birthday, baby. To Lisa Haynes, happy birthday, sweetheart. To Adrian Lawson, happy birthday. To Chuck Arcee, happy birthday, sir. To Cooley, okay, happy birthday. Luana Jean, happy birthday this month. Sonia, I see you, sweetie. Happy birthday, got one coming this month. J. Lee Thomas, that's my boy. J. Lee be doing some big things. Happy birthday coming, man. Mary, okay, happy birthday, sweetheart. Carmen Harris, Carmen got a birthday coming. Yo, that's Gilroy, yo. We got to shout Carmen out. Carmen got a birthday coming. We got to put something up. Your birthday's coming soon. We see you shining, baby. To Anna Calloway, happy birthday. To Don Nicole, happy birthday. We see it's coming up. Like I said, I'm getting these out the way because I don't want to miss y'all. I try to take care of everybody I can. To Deborah Jennings, happy birthday. Cindy Williams Plummer, happy birthday. Annette Patterson, happy birthday. Terrence Stone, happy birthday. Linda Lee, happy birthday. See, y'all got to understand, I got 5,000 friends. I am Mr. 5,000 on Facebook. I got so many friends. I got friends on top of friends on top of more friends. So with those birthday shouts being put out, here's a little something. And I want to say that the reason why I'm putting birthdays out so much, today is Stevie Wonder's birthday, y'all. Stevie Wonder's birthday today, so we got to shout him out. Happy birthday, Stevie. Happy birthday, Stevie. Happy birthday. Woo, yes, y'all didn't know I could do it like that. I didn't either. Anyway, yeah, that was for him, you know what I'm saying? And my boy Greg Carter, I've been in two of his films, man. One of them won an award, and Greg's films really do go to the Black Film Fest, man, and clean up. And we having a birthday party this weekend. It's kind of privy information, so if you want to go, make sure you hit my inbox on facebook.com/TreyLoveGilroy, T-R-E-L-U-V. G-I-L-R-O-Y, or you can hit my other Facebook because I can't really get any new friends on that one. So you can hit my other one, which is Gilroy Trey Love. It's just Trey Love Gilroy flip backwards. That's G-I-L-R-O-Y-T-R-E-L-U-V. And my boy Greg Carter, man, this gentleman, I mean, he's had a lot of faith. I mean, we've had some Oscar award winning moments. He's done big stuff. I've done big stuff, man. He all around. I'm all around. But see, now I'm in L.A. He in L.A. Y'all don't even understand. So many things going on in my life and career right now. I'm just pacing through, y'all. That's why I get y'all Twitter Me Tuesdays and Facebook Fridays because I'm keeping it on the low. But I'm going to just say this here, and this is real talk. I'm busy. And I'm going to tell you something. On your birthday, first of all, everybody should be having good sex all the time anyway because to me that's what life is about. What is your life about if you ain't getting no good, and I mean some good sex. I'm talking about good sex, people. You know what I'm saying? Everybody need to be having some good sex. You know what I mean? But free, uncommitted sex. You know what I mean? I'm talking about good. When I say good sex, I ain't talking about the kind of sex you have just to have. I'm talking about the kind of sex where you, yeah, sweating, just steaming, dripping, and just, oh, anyway, this song goes out to everybody on their birthday. And if it's your birthday and if it's your significant birthday, if it's your significant other's birthday and you ain't doing it right, something wrong with you. This goes out to all my birthday people today.
Shout to LAD.
Girl, it's your birthday. Go, it's your birthday. That bitch in the club on defense, but you brought your A game. Man, I'ma give you heaven. Cake, ha ha ha.
you must be joking. But I tear you up, baby girl, I'ma bust that pussy. Gonna give you a back rub, then we'll hop in my hot tub and vanish with my face up. Now I got that ass up.
You know, birthday sex, and you know what I'm saying? When you're getting birthday sex, you know, it should be so good. See, when I, even when it ain't my birthday, I could just want you, and you know what I'm saying? This is what I make the girl do, you know what I'm saying, when I want to, you know what I mean? This is how I go down, you know, when I'm getting intimate and kissing and hugging and loving and touching her in places that she might not used to be being touched, or hell, I might let her touch me too, you know what I mean? Behind closed doors, we could do things.
See, woman,
yeah.
You really want to know what I like about you?
For sure.
You really want to know?
I'm waiting.
Well,
I love your scream, scream, scream so much. It's in my dream. I love your scream, scream, scream. Girl, you know I need your cream. I love your scream, scream, scream so much. It's in my dream. I love your scream, scream, scream. Girl, you know. Your frame. I guess you know that you got me the day that you laid lips on me. You know you are so talented. So please tell me that we'll do this once again.
Make me sing.
you make me scream.
Girl,
calling us. And girl, well, that's about making love. If you choose me, I guarantee that the rest of your life would be man drama free. Whoa, I think both of us should lead this club and get somewhere alone with me, where there's no phones to ring and plant this fantasy. Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant. My city don't matter, give it up. Something about being with you make me wanna, baby, put them pills on you. And girl, give me my baby. You can play all you want, but I know you feel it too. For 3 weeks you've been talking about extra bedrooms in New York, meeting with the realtor. There's something you wanna tell me, just say it, I don't care.
Boy, I could just do that all night. I like the way he said that. He told that girl, put them pills on chill and come get me my baby. Let's make some babies, y'all. With all this death going around, with all this kind of crazy stuff going on, we need to make some babies, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's real talk. I'm saying, like, and be mindful about it. You know, don't just make babies with anybody. Let's get with somebody that's on the same level we on, same sheet of music. And you know, black people, we got to start doing better. And I'm talking to my race specifically. I know I have a broad audience, but I just want to say to the African Americans, we got to start doing better with how we do this family thing. You know what I mean? There's some things that's gotten twisted up. In my opinion, society has us thinking certain ways, and they've negated the black man, but you and me and we got to, and we can do better, and let's do that. You understand what I'm saying? It's my favorite segment of the show. Coming up now. I'm wondering, are y'all ready for me? Do y'all think y'all ready for me? Y'all ready for love? I'm ready to get love. Dang, my page needs to come on. Yo, for those of you who tuned in the other day, man, remember my Facebook page shut down for a minute on me, man? That was kind of wild, man. Whack, right? You know what I mean? So until I get this thing up, I'm going to go on and just vibe a little bit, play a little music till we get it going. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to do something here because I think y'all know what time it is.
me what's really going on. Drizzy back up in this thing, I'm ready. What's happening? Gone for surgery, but now I'm back again. I'm about my paper like a scratching win. World Series attitude, champagne bottle life. Nothing ever changes, so tonight is like tomorrow night. I will have a model wife. Yo, this is hot as ice. Every time you see me, I look like I hit the lotto twice.
Drake, you got him, right?
Yeah, I got him,
yeah, I got him, bun. Yeah, I got him, baby. All right, this is Trey Love, y'all. I was having some technical difficulties. I appreciate y'all for staying with me. Yo, I got 41 live pokes, baby. This is live on Get Right Radio, and y'all know how I do it. This is my favorite part of the show. Sharky, what's up, baby? I'm going to poke you. Jade, yeah, you ain't my sister, but so that mean I can poke you. You understand what I'm saying? But you got her name, but you ain't her. Gloria, I want to send a shout, a quick poke to you. Brittany, yeah, baby, I see you over there. Let me go on and send a quick poke to you. To Sydney, yeah, baby, I see you over there. Oh, yeah, Sydney, I see you, baby. Send a poke to you. To Edna, I want to go ahead and send a poke to you. To Tanya, I want to go ahead. Hold on, baby, let me get up on here and get you good. I'm going to send a poke to you. To BB, I'm going to go and send a poke to you, girl. Yeah, I see you over there. How's things going in ATL? That's my shouty over there. Nisha, I want to go and send a poke to you, baby. Yeah, what's happening with it? To Bridget, yeah, Bridget, that long hair, thick red bone, baby. You know I'm the poke king. I'm going to go and send a poke to you. To Kimmy, I see you over there, baby, looking all smooth. I'm going to poke you. To Coco, yeah, baby. Ah, look at you, got your hair whipped today. I'm going to poke you too, girl. To Vicky, I got to go and poke you, girl. To Jana, yeah, baby, I'm going to poke you. Yeah, Jana, I see you, baby. Karen, what's up, baby? You know what I'm saying? That's Gilroy today, your birthday. Got to go on and poke her, too, baby. You know you got to get it on your birthday. To Sharu, the woman I love, looked out, made things happen for myself and Gilroy West. Sophia Reed, man, doing it big. Got to poke her. To Charlene, yeah, Charlene. I see you, Charlene. Got to poke her. Lady named Candace, we share 7-7 birthdays. We're going to do a big party this year, y'all. Look out for me and Candace. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be the 7-7 party. That's going to be the 7th, the July. Both of our birthdays are the 7th month, 7th day. You know what I'm saying? That's that 777 all the way down, and I got to give a poke out to Candace. What's up with you, girl? Hope all is well this morning. To Mary, I know a Mary. Hey, Mary, good luck. Gonna send a poke out to her. To a young lady named Jay, what's up with it? Cookies and milk, I see you. Andrea, I got to give a poke to you, baby. This is fun. This is my favorite part of the show. I know y'all be tuning in just to hear me poke all these women. Kia, yeah, baby, I got to poke you too, baby. What's up, Kia? Get your poke. To Monica, yeah, baby, how you doing? Look at you. Dang, Monica, you didn't got your hair, did? I got to holler. We're going to give you that poke for now, though. To Shelly, what's up, baby? I'm going to poke you too live on this Facebook Fridays. Cynthia, yeah, Cynthia, how you doing, baby? I'm going to poke you too. To Sugar, yeah, baby, let me go on and give you some of this action, baby. I'm going to poke you too. To Elga, yeah, baby, I'm going to see you. It's your birthday today too, baby. Got to poke you too. Yes, Lord. To Miriam, hey, baby, how you been? You know what I'm saying? I ain't seen you in a minute. I'm going to poke you too. To Stephanie, yeah, baby, I got to poke you too. This is fun. To Marsha, yeah, baby, I see you over there with your little Gucci, baby. Yeah, I'm going to poke you too. To Rainier, hey, baby, how you doing? Going to poke you too. To Tracy, yeah, girl, what's up with you? Going to poke you. To Radiant, hey, she always doing it big out there. Going to poke you, baby. To Maria, your birthday too. Dang, all these birthdays, I got to poke you too. Raquel, yeah, baby, I see you. Let me go on and poke you. Shannon, yeah, girl, I got to poke you too. This is beautiful. I'm just poke. I'm saving. Y'all notice I'm saving all my pokes up for the radio from now. Simone, hey, baby, how you doing? Let me go on and poke you. Terica, doing it out there big in ATL. Let me go on and poke you too. Deborah, she doing it big out there in Texas, baby. You know what I'm saying? The show me, no, it ain't the show me state. That's just the Bighorn state. Paula out there doing it big out there on the Midwest coast. You know what I'm saying? Shoutown, I got to go on and poke you. Chevette, what's up with you, girl? Going to send that poke out to you. To Christina, you got my baby name, but you ain't my baby, but maybe you could be. Going to poke you too. Ladies and gentlemen, that was live. 41 pokes on Gilroy Radio. And if you know like I know, if you pay attention like I pay attention, and you are tuned in to Gilroy Radio, you know what happens after I poke all these ladies. This goes out to every woman I poked right here. Get to them.
L.A., Vegas, connect, baby.
Here what game is my claim to fame. Going for mine, you do same. Show up, show out, show up. gon' shake. It's all or nothing for everybody. Get up, get down, and on the party. Bacardi, let's get naughty. Big fun, coast to coast, L.A. shawty. ATL, M.I.A., and for yeah, Chi-Town, baby. Anyway, this beat is sick. Rap a chick, take her pick. If she sexy, give her it.
I'ma rock her.
Queen in the club, I'm the bottles from straight love.
I'm so excited to have this young lady on deck. She's got me an interview lined up, ladies and gentlemen, with J. Anthony Brown as well. She has got me booked at some major clubs. There's going to be some major events going on. Y'all going to be seeing Trey a lot of different places. I cannot give nothing but love, respect, and homage to Safia Reed. Y'all make sure y'all tune in and catch SS tomorrow doing her show, Sister in the Struggle. And Safia Reed, again, keep up that good work, man. She is making some amazing things happen, y'all. She's got me interviews lined up. I just did a meeting with a major marketing team, major management team. It's just a lot of things going. This song goes out to Safia. You getting your Trey game on. And to everybody out there, y'all have a wonderful, blessed weekend. And make sure when you step out, this is what you do.
Something about being Trey Love. They asked me how I do it. This the best explanation I could give you.
Get your Trey game on, on, on. 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 Get your Trey game on.
To get your Trey game on, you got to grind, redefine. Look at the whole world and say it's mine. Before I start every day, I take a moment and pray. Thank the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for blessing me, Trey. Love a boy, King, got Gilroy. Make your girl think about me like I'm her toy. I bring joy and satisfaction with no distraction. I guarantee, pay me a fee, I'll make you see me in 3D. I'm a celeb, baby, that means a star. Make you redefine the definition of who you are. Limitless, the narrow will tell you how far. You think you wanna go, baby, do you really know, baby? God gave you a good game and that's 5G, baby. Keep everybody laughing, feet tapping, be so your girl, for you know what happened. Virgin tight game, keep them clapping, hit the gym in my book, keep my mind and body strong. My Trey Love just goes on and on and on and on.
Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on.